You're listening to WSAU Feedback, and you're listening to today's guest host, Chris Conley, in for Seth Mila. Seth's back on after the 9 o'clock news guest hosting for Jerry Bader. All right, what do you know about Bitcoin? If you don't know a lot, you're going to get a quick education here because this is an alternate money supply based on the internet. Okay, there's something good about Bitcoin, and there's something really bad about Bitcoin. First of all, Bitcoin would be money outside of government policy. I mean, you know, right now, our government's monetary policy stinks. The Federal Reserve is printing money. Now, that's not exactly what they're doing. They're buying back U.S. Treasury bonds, and it devalues the worth of the dollars that you and I have. You know, if the Federal Reserve increases the money supply by 30%, you have $1,000 in the bank, well, then your $1,000 is worth $700. 30% increase in money supply, roughly, that's not a perfect economic equation, roughly a 30% loss in value for the dollars that you are holding. So some people, the Bitcoin crowd, say, you know, that really stinks. You know, dollars are worth less and less and less, so let's create an alternate currency, a Bitcoin, which you can, by the way, buy things with on the internet. There are even some real businesses that are accepting Bitcoins now, and you wouldn't have government policy meddling in the value of a Bitcoin. Well, that's good. I like that. There's a problem with the Bitcoin, too, that it is anonymous money. You know, right now, because we're in a cashless society, if you transfer huge amounts of money from, say, a stock account that you hold into a savings account, well, the bank is going to report that. The government is going to have a record of that. I mean, anything that you do involving large amounts of money, that's why it's harder and harder to launder money these days, because there are more electronic records. Bitcoins are anonymous. So why might someone want anonymous money transactions? Maybe because they're buying something illegal? Yeah, that's usually the case. In fact, Bitcoins became much more popular because of the Silk Road website. Do you know what that is? Well, then good, you're probably not a drug user. That's great. Silk Road was this online website where everything was anonymous. The buyers of stuff were anonymous as long as they bought in Bitcoin, and that was the only way you could buy things through Silk Road. And the sellers were anonymous too. So say you want to buy methamphetamines that you're not supposed to have. You could go to a website like Silk Road. It's called the Deep Web, where everything, supposedly, they can't trace you. So you have money in your Bitcoin account through Silk Road. You say, fine, I want to buy these crazy green pills. And you know, the crazy green pills, they show up to you somehow. They make arrangements for you to get them. Through the UPS and not the Postal Service, because you get in trouble with that. So no one knows who's buying the stuff, and no one knows who's selling the stuff. And that is a downside of Bitcoin, because you don't know who you're doing business with. The Silk Road website, by the way, was shut down by the feds because it was really an online drug bazaar. Well, no problem. A few months later, a second Silk Road site started up. And guess what happened? Well, I mean, to buy and sell, you had to put Bitcoins on account. The person who ran Silk Road 2 decided to shut down the site one day and took all of the Bitcoins that were on account. People are debating, since this is not traceable money, since this is all anonymous, people are debating just how big of a heist this was, but that's what it was. It was a site that was holding huge amounts of its customers' money so that they could go and buy things. Now, granted, the money just wasn't in dollars. It was in these Bitcoins. And the site suddenly went dark, and all of the money that was there was transferred away. In fact, because the guy was so sure that he was anonymous, he didn't use his real name, but he reposted the site as a forum where people go online and say nasty things about all the Bitcoin money that he took from them. And then because suckers, I mean, if you're a sucker once, you can be suckered again. Another site similar to this started up and shut down just a few days later. And the number of people who thought they were going to get their crazy pills through this new site just in a few days, money that was put on account there was huge, and that site disappeared too. They are debating whether this Bitcoin heist was in the tens of millions of dollars. Some say it may have been in the hundreds of millions of dollars. The bottom line for Bitcoin is this, that the government backing or being behind the money supply is probably a necessary evil. Otherwise, I mean, what you have here, this is no different than pirating. This is Captain Hook stealing everything and putting it in a treasure chest and burying it on the beach somewhere, only it's buried in cyberspace. So for all the people who say, Bitcoin's the solution here, not so much. We have to take an early break here because Center Stage, our weekly look at the arts and entertainment, is coming up next. We'll have our news coming up at 9. Seth Meal is in for Jerry Bader next. Thank you for letting me guest host today. I'm Chris Conley. Now, it doesn't happen very often. We'll be back to normal on Monday. Seth will be here from 8 to 9. Jerry will be back next Monday from 9 to 11. The Jerry Bader Show after Center Stage and our news at 9 o'clock on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.